We're talking now to Terry from Wabash, Indiana. Terry, can you tell me what health condition or challenge you had that encouraged you to try Fucoidin?
Well, I really didn't have a lot wrong with me, but I've seen it help a lot of other people, a lot of different things. And I wanted to stay healthy was my big thing. I have bad eating habits. I'm 52 years old and just wanted to stay healthy.
And have you found that you feel better?
Yes, I feel better. And, you know, I think my results were, I finally got into the doctor and got my 50-year-old work done, and my cholesterol, my blood pressure, and all those things that we all worry about were okay. And as bad as my eating habits are, and I really think it made a big difference with those tests and those levels.
That's great. Well, you're interested in sharing this with other people then, right, through a home-based business?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And the Fucoidin, I really believe, is a game changer with people's lives. It really there's a lot of benefit for them, and it's something that they can share with other people and get excited about and make money with.
So are you finding that people are interested in working this business? Are you having some success with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, it's not everybody, but you've got to go through people. But we are finding folks that are interested in looking. You know, the economy is bad, and a lot of people are out of jobs, so it makes home businesses more exciting to work now because people are looking, and I'm finding some people that are interested, yes.
Tell me about that. Why does this appeal to people when the economy is down and jobs are hard to find?
Well, they're actually looking now. A lot of times you can kind of get satisfied even if you're in a rut with your job. You're not really getting ahead. A lot of times you're just busy working and never really getting ahead. You're just breaking even. But now people are struggling and are looking for ways, so I think it's a better time to work it because they're actually looking, wanting to get ahead because they're falling behind now.
How long have you been building your business?
About a year now with this business, yes.
Has it been easier or harder than you expected?
Oh, I guess about what I expected.
Good. Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's really been easier or harder, about what I expected.
Have you sold things in the past?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you have some experience with that.
Yes.
That's good. And what kind of advice do you have for other people, Terry, who want to make a business out of this?
I think the main thing is you just got to stay consistent with the number of people you want to share it with. It's real important to be consistent. My upline compared it to a diet. You know, if you eat right and try to lose weight 1 week, and then the next week you go crazy and eat again, and then you lost everything you gained that first week. So it's really important to stay consistent. It doesn't have to be big numbers, even if it's just, you know, two or three people a week you're sharing with. The main thing is be the consistency of doing that.
Do you have a dream that this product or that this business is going to give you?
Well, yes. I mean, I've always wanted to do my own thing. Mainly, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I get so tired of getting up every day, going to work. I'm on call 24/7 all winter for ice and snow removal. I had to work Christmas Eve from 8 o'clock at night to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Like to be able to plan things and be able to do things that I plan, not have to worry about being called in, and just having more time for my hobbies like fishing and things I want to do.